Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. This is your host, Jolie Moore. Let's get to card number 7. My ex always told me that I was the most difficult person in the world to live with. I was lucky he put up with me because no one else would. You know, that's just straight up evil. At the time, I believed it. Why did I believe I was difficult? He always told me I was messy, unorganized, slept oddly, didn't like the way I used the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room, my office, the backyard, or the garage. I think that covers it. He was not a fan of how I lived, I guess. I don't know. To be honest, that hearing it and seeing it now, I can actually see in my mind it. The thing is, the memories sometimes are just so vivid. Sometimes I wish I was one of those people who had trauma and then didn't remember a thing, but I'm not. So I remember this really distinctly. I mean, what is there to forget? He was standing in the bedroom of the last house we lived in, and I don't even know what precipitated it, but he said often in many ways that no one else would ever want me. And who knows, that may be true. You know, I'm not out here saying that men are falling at my feet. Certainly not the ones that should be. So, but that's not the measure of my worth. But I now know he said it because he, consciously or not, you know, I just, with that part, I can't tell, wanted to cut me down so that I would never leave. Obviously, I left, so that didn't work out. But it was just an endless litany of how difficult I was. And obviously, this is a projection. I lived with him. He was difficult. And now that I live with my son, but I'm the only adult here, it is so clear that I'm probably one of the easiest people to live with. I'm very clean and neat, which actually I love now. I don't have to put up with his piles of crap and him complaining about messes that he made and that I didn't clean up fast enough. So it's quiet. It is quiet. I don't know. I think one of the best parts of living alone as an adult is that no one ever says anything bad about me. Of course, I have the voices in my head from my mother and my ex, but otherwise, clear. And the child and I are very similar. He's very neat. He doesn't make a lot of noise. I don't know. I really lucked out. So for the first time in my life, coming home has no stress and most of the time joy. It's just amazing. And it's so interesting to realize that I don't need to buy yet another house or do yet another remodel to feel comfortable. I kept spending all this money on these things, hoping that that would quiet the voices of discomfort and the feeling in my body that things were wrong. And I'm not saying it has nothing to do with the environment. I'm sitting here in a fully remodeled place, but it just is not that. It's the people who are causing the dis-ease in your life that is the problem. And knowing now that I'm not the difficult one is a joy and a pleasure.
I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at @xojoliemoore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, @xojoliemoore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.